The Internal Revenue Service is hiring private debt collectors to go after people who haven't paid their taxes. Jerika Duncan has that.
2 years ago, 79-year-old Mary Van Essendelft was scammed out of her retirement savings, nearly $100,000.
They said I shouldn't call anybody or do anything because the house was bugged and the phone was bugged.
Essendelft thought she was talking to the IRS.
He said he was a representative and sounded like the real McCoy.
Since 2013, nearly 2 million Americans have been called by people posing as government agents. To date, more than 10,000 of them were duped into paying $55 million to criminals.
Just hang up.
Over the years, the IRS has created several public service announcements warning taxpayers that they do not call to collect money. But now that's changed. Federal law mandates the IRS allow private debt collectors to call people who owe back taxes. Here's how the new program works. The IRS will notify taxpayers by letter first when their account is being turned over. The agency assigned to your case will then also send you a letter. After that, they could call you to discuss payment options. The agency gets a 25% commission on the money it collects.
I think, unfortunately, the IRS is creating a system where more people who are vulnerable will be taken advantage of.
Ira Reingold is executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates.
Because it makes absolutely no sense on policy grounds, on budgetary grounds. It really is. It's a rule that's only going to cause havoc for consumers.
The IRS says payments should never be sent to a private agency or person. Scott, payments should only be made directly to the IRS or the U.S. Treasury.